Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Deeper Truth. The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. Today is the fourth Sunday of Lent, March 19, 2023, the Feast of Saint Joseph, husband of Mary. Our Father, who art in heaven, sacred is your word. Your kingdom come, your words be heard on earth as they are in heaven. Give us today your sacred word. Forgive our neglect of it in the past, as we forgive those who neglect us. Lead us toward an encounter with you each time we delve into the scriptures. For your presence, your power, and your glory are ever present among us now and forever. Father, we beg you, we beg your blessing for the right to life, the unborn, the weak, the sick and the old, all who are finding themselves being targets of the vicious culture of death. That our Lord Jesus bless and protect all who stand up for the Christian dignity of persons, that God enlighten those who are traveling down death's highway by their involvement in any way with either the contemporary death culture, selfism, relativism, or any of the New Age errors of our times, that God envelop our culture with his divine protection and help us both individually and as a nation to true enlightenment, conversion, and repentance of ourselves and our culture. Help us to turn from our national sin of abortion and return to and once again become a Christian nation on the narrow road, that is, the path to becoming a nation and culture under God. Amen. I believe that your divine Son became man and died for our sins, and that he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe these and all the truths which the Holy Catholic Church teaches, because you have revealed them. You can neither deceive nor be deceived. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my home, into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there, and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you do I come, before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy hear and answer me. Amen. Begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
And your faithful word. remember your love and your faithfulness, O Lord. Remember your people and have mercy on us, Lord.
Our daily readings, March 19, 2023, the fourth Sunday of Lent. Reading 1 from 1 Samuel. The Lord said to Samuel, "Fill your horn with oil and be on your way. I am sending you to Jesse of Bethlehem, for I have chosen my king from among his sons." As Jesse and his sons came to the sacrifice, Samuel looked at Eliab and thought, "Surely the Lord's anointing is here before him." But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not judge from his appearance or from his lofty stature, because I have rejected him. Not as man sees does God see. Because man sees the appearance, but the Lord looks into the heart." In the same way, Jesse presented 7 sons before Samuel. But Samuel said to Jesse, "The Lord has not chosen any one of these." Then Samuel asked Jesse, "Are these all the sons you have?" And Jesse replied, "There is still the youngest who is tending the sheep." Samuel said to Jesse, "Send for him. We will not begin the sacrificial banquet until he arrives here." Jesse sent and had the young man brought to him. He was ruddy, a youth handsome to behold, and making a splendid appearance. The Lord said, "There, anoint him, for this is the one." Then Samuel, with the horn of oil in hand, anointed David in the presence of his brothers. And from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord rushed upon David. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The responsorial psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. In verdant pastures he gives me repose. Beside restful waters he leads me. He refreshes my soul. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. He guides me in right paths. For his name's sake, even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil, for you are at my side with your rod and your staff that give me courage. The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. You spread the table before me in the sight of my foes. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. Only goodness and kindness follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord for years to come. The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. The second reading from the book of the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light, for light produces every kind of goodness and righteousness and truth. Try to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the fruitless works of darkness. rather expose them. For it is shameful even to mention the things done by them in secret. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible. For everything that becomes visible is light. Therefore it says, Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Glory and praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I am the light of the world, says the Lord. Whoever follows me will have the light of life. Glory and praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. The gospel according to St. John. Glory to you, O Lord. As Jesus passed by, he saw a blind man, a man blind from birth. Jesus, his disciples, asked him, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither. He nor his parents sinned. It is so that the works of God might be made visible through him. We have to do the works of the one who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had said this, he spat on the ground and made clay with saliva and smeared the eyes of the man of his eyes and said to him, Go wash in the pool of Siloam, which means sent. So he went and washed and came back able to see. His neighbors and those who had seen him earlier as a beggar said, Isn't this the one who used to sit and beg? Some said it is, but others said, No, he just looks like him. He said, I am. So they said to him, How were your eyes opened? He replied, The man called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and told me, Go to Siloam and wash. And I went there and washed and was able to see. And they said to him, Where is he? He said, I don't know. He brought the one who was once blind to the, they brought the one who was once blind to the Pharisees. Now Jesus had made clay and opened his eyes on a Sabbath. So then the Pharisees, who also asked him how he was able to see, and he said to them, He put clay on my eyes, and I washed, and now I can see. So some of the Pharisees said, This man is not from God, because he does not keep the Sabbath. But others said, How can a sinful man do such signs? And there was a division among them. So they said to the blind man again, What do you have to say about him, since he opened your eyes? He said, He is a prophet. Now the Jews did not believe that he had been blind and gained his sight, until they summoned the parents of the one who had gained his sight. They asked them, Is this your son, who you say was born blind? How does he now see? His parents answered and said, We know that this is our son, and that he was born blind. We do not know how he sees now, nor do we know who opened his eyes. Ask him. He is of age. He can speak for himself. His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jews, for the Jews had already agreed that if anyone acknowledges him as the Christ, he would be expelled from the synagogue. For this reason, his parents said, He is of age. Question him. So a second time they called the man who had been blind and said to him, "Give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner." He replied, "If he is a sinner, I do not know. One thing I do know is that I was blind and now I see." So they said to him, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" He answered them, "I told you already, and you did not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you want to become his disciples too?" They ridiculed him and said, "You are that man's disciple. We are disciples of Moses. We know that God spoke to Moses, but we do not know where this one is from." The man answered and said to them, "This is what is so amazing, that you do not know where he is from, yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but if one is devout and does his will, he listens to him. It is unheard of that anyone ever opened the eyes of a person born blind. If this man were not from God, he would not be able to do anything." They answered and said to him, "You were born totally in sin, and are you trying to teach us?" Then they threw him out. When Jesus heard that they had thrown him out, he found him and said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" And he answered and said, "Who is he, sir, that I may believe in him?" Jesus said to him, "You have seen him. The one speaking with you is he." He said, "I do believe, Lord." And he worshiped him. Then Jesus said, "I came into the world for judgment, so that those who do not see might see, and those who do see might become blind." Some of the Pharisees who were with him heard this and said to him, "Surely we are not also blind, are we?" And Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, you would have no sin. But now you are saying, 'We see.' So your sin remains." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Ladies and gentlemen, presenting Hartley's Heroes. Here's Donald Hartley with his Hartley's Hero for today.
Our lives are unmistakable. Touched by the actions and values of our personal heroes. Many of us looked upon our parents as our first heroes. Later, adding to their exalted ranks, the likes of athletic legends, first responders, teachers, coaches, and others whose passion and commitment went above and beyond in order to make a difference. Even today, heroes walk among us in their duties to God, country, and community. Many have answered the call to serve in the armed forces. Some are called to religious ministry, and others seek to defend and uphold life through witnessing to life and serving on the margins of society. Many of their lives simply with no fame or fanfare, as they faithfully seek to better their own little corner of the world and love their families, neighbors, and friends. As Catholics, we have no limit to the heroes to whom we can lift our aspirations and intercessions. They are the countless saints of the kingdom of God and Church triumphant, who even now urge us to live more fully or for Christ. They are incredible examples that bring others into an encounter with the living God through their lives. All are called to be saints.
Presenting from Deeper Truth, the Saint of the Day. They say that every dog has its day. Well, so does every saint. And when the saints go marching in, Donald Hartley, the Catholic defender, knows exactly who's going to be in that number. And he'll share them with you every day. That's the Saint of the Day for inspiring true stories of your everyday saint. Don't worry, they won't bite.
Saint Joseph, foster father of Jesus. Joseph is the patron saint of the universal church. Families, fathers, expectant mothers, travelers, immigrants, house sellers and buyers, craftsmen, engineers, and working people, among others. Joseph as the protector of the mystical body of Christ, the church, is when the infant Jesus was threatened by King Herod. Joseph followed the direction of the angel and took Mary and Jesus to Egypt to be safe from the threat of Herod. The life of the infant Jesus was then saved by the actions of Saint Joseph. Because of his special role as foster father of the child Jesus, Saint Joseph was merited singularly, privileged in heaven, unmatched by any saint except the Blessed Virgin Mary. Certain saints have received special insight into his holiness and the wonderful power of his heavenly intercession. Joseph was a descendant of the house of King David. After marrying Mary, he found her already pregnant, and being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, decided to divorce her quietly. But an angel told him that the child was the Son of God and was conceived by the Holy Spirit. In the Gospel of Matthew, Saint Joseph is listed as the son of Jacob. However, in the Gospel of Luke, his father is listed as Heli. Joseph's trust indicates his strong faith and his deep intimacy with the Lord. Joseph knew it was the Lord speaking to him. He was familiar with God's voice in his life, which means he must have had a deep, consistent prayer life. It's not enough to just rest, either spiritually or physically. Joseph turned to the Lord for the gift of understanding in order to do what the Mosaic law required with the most mercy. Saint Joseph had the gift of fear of the Lord and was willing to obey God's law rather than offend him. The Bible pays Joseph the highest compliment. He was a just man. equality meant a lot more than faithfulness in debt, in paying debts. When the Bible speaks of God justifying someone, it means that God, the all-holy or righteous one, so transforms a person that the individual shares somehow in God's own holiness, and hence it is really for God to love him or her. In other words, God is not playing games, actually acting as if he were lovable when we are not, when we are lovable when we are not. By saying Joseph was just, the Bible means that he was one who was completely open to all that God wanted him to do for him. He became holy by opening himself totally to God. The rest we can easily surmise. Think of the kind of love with which he wooed and won Mary, and the depth of the love they shared during their marriage. It is no contradiction of Joseph's manly holiness that he decided to divorce Mary when she was found to be with child. The important words of the Bible are that he planned to do this quietly because he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame. The just man was simply joyfully, wholeheartedly obedient to God. In marrying Mary, in naming Jesus, in shepherding the precious pair to Egypt, in bringing them to Nazareth, in the undetermining number of years of quiet faith and courage. And so, Joseph, his doubts, wonder, and awe regarding Mary's pregnancy, his pain at the lowly poverty of Jesus' birthplace, watching the circumcision and witnessing Jesus' first blood spilled for us, listening to the painful prophetic message from Simeon, having to take the Holy Family into exile in Egypt, a hard trip back from Egypt to Nazareth, the loss of the child Jesus for 3 days. Joseph, that we see feature him alone, holding a staff of bloom in lilies, symbolizing his purity. We see him holding the child Jesus in some images with Mary and Jesus in others. Some artists have portrayed Saint Joseph symbolizing integrity. The lilies symbolize the integrity and indicates that Saint Joseph was the earthly spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary, whose purity is represented by the chaste white lily. Three flowers are used to represent the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Brown and green fabric, Saint Joseph is typically shown wearing brown and green robes. In biblical times, brown was the color worn by most of the poor working men. The color green symbolizes Joseph's faithfulness to God's call. The seven joys of Saint Joseph, the angel's message of joy regarding the sacred incarnation. The wise men and angels adore the infant Jesus. Having the honor of naming Jesus, knowing the effect of Jesus' redemptive work, the idols of Egypt falling at Jesus' feet. Holy family life with Jesus and Mary. Finding Jesus in the temple after 3 days of his being lost. Joseph was a carpenter. He worked hard to provide for his family. Although Joseph is referred to in the Bible, he doesn't actually speak any words. He is also known as Saint Joseph of Nazareth. Even though he never spoke a word in the Bible, Saint Joseph led a remarkable life, and his legacy lives on to this day. Most biblical scholars believe Joseph died prior to Jesus' crucifixion. This is mainly due to the fact that Joseph was not present at the crucifixion, and in the Gospel of John, Jesus entrusts his mother to someone outside the family. Pope Pius IX proclaimed Saint Joseph the patron of the Universal Church in 1870. Having died in the arms of Jesus and Mary, according to Catholic tradition, he is considered the model of the pious believer who receives grace at the moment of death. In other words, the patron of a happy death. Priest attributes to Saint Joseph miracle of plane that broke in half with no one killed. Father Gonzalo Mazzarella credits Saint Joseph for the survival of all passengers of a plane his brother James was piloting in 1992 that split in two upon landing in Grenada. Tradition claims the mystery of the identity of the carpenter has never been satisfactorily solved, and there is not even a delivery report that might help decipher where the wood came from. And during those 3 months, no one saw anyone entering or leaving the chapel. As the carpenter left before the Mother Superior could pay him, the Sisters of Loreto offered a reward to anyone who could make his identity known, but no one ever showed up. So yes, since then, the crafting of the staircase has been attributed to Saint Joseph himself. On an extremely hot summer day, the humble shepherd, Gaspard Ricard, was parched with thirst. His flask of water was dry, and he was nowhere near a stream or body of water. Ricard sat down on the grass in agony. At that point, an older man suddenly appeared to him and said, "I am Joseph. Lift it, and you will drink." Saint Joseph played a pivotal role in the life of Blessed Bartolo Longo, the former Satanist priest, and very devoted to Saint Joseph, prayed to him every day, and was particularly fond of his title, Terror of Demons. Bartolo had such a great love for Saint Joseph that he told everyone to go to Joseph in their fight against temptations of any kind. Longo is reported to have said, "It is a great blessing for souls to be under the protection of the saint whose name makes demons tremble and flee." And Lord, thank you for the lives of all the saints and Saint Joseph. Thank you for Saint Joseph and his life and his intercession. Thank you, Lord, for these great and precious saints. Saint Joseph, terror of demons. I invite him in my life, definitely. And so thank you, Lord, for your Holy Catholic Church that gives us these heroes of the faith. Saint Joseph, patron saint of the Universal Church. And may fathers today follow his example to love his wife, their wives, and their children, and to lead them to the right path, the Catholic Church, to the sacraments, to receive the Eucharist and forgiveness in the confessional. We are in the season of Lent, so now is the time. Now is the time to make things right in our lives if we've been away for a while. Now is the time. And so, talk about the saints. But in the making of the saints, one such Catholic artist, Donna Corey Gibson, she aspires to follow the Lord and to show the way for others too. And that's important. The church militant, we are in this fight. And so, thank you, Lord, for the lives of those today who are following the example of our saints. And Donna Corey Gibson does a beautiful rendition of the 15 Stations of the Cross. And I will share the 15th station once I find it. There we go. I just went down a little far. And there will... Okay. It would help to have these all in order. Well, I will go to the first station.
The first station. Jesus is condemned to death. We've gone astray like sheep, each one going his own way. The Lord has laid the guilt of us all on you. We hide our faces not to see the stripes upon your back. Though harshly treated, you open not your mouth. You wear a crown woven from thorns made of gold. Without a sound, our punishment you bear. He was found guilty, and so we think of him as stricken, afflicted by God.
My love.
We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
And let us close as we began, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And may the Lord shower upon you this day his grace and his blessing upon you and your families. And we pray for those who have addictions, and we pray for deliverance of those addictions. And we pray for the prodigals who have abandoned the Holy Catholic faith and fallen from what the Lord wants to give. He wants to give you his mercy. When you go to confession, you are given a judgment of mercy, which he will honor. When you stand before him to face his justice, he will honor that mercy that he offers you in the confessional. That's how important that is. So through that confessional, that makes you, Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed. And our Lord offers us that healing in the confessional to receive him in the Eucharist. Make this a way of life, to make the Mass the center of your life, and to pray the rosary, to pray the rosary. And so we will close as we begin, in the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good day.